Geocaching, for the uninitiated, is a treasure hunt. Participants place a box, usually something waterproof and made of plastic, somewhere, then put the GPS coordinates on a website. Other people can then hunt for the box using the coordinates. The boxes have a log that people can sign when they find it and often contain trinkets that geocachers can trade for something they bring. Berkeley County designed a trail last year called the Villages of Berkeley County, which took geocachers to various communities. Convention and Visitors Bureau Executive Director Laura Gassler says this year's event is called Gadgets of Berkeley County.
It's not so much the difficulty in finding it, it's the difficulty in opening it. So it's going to be a very challenging trail, very different from the last one.
To design the gadget caches, the Visitors Bureau enlisted the help of the March 2013 Geocacher of the Month, West Virginia Tim, a.k.a. Tim Eggleston of Berkeley County. Eggleston is a retired Verizon executive who's been geocaching for about 5 years now. He designed a Boy Scout-themed cache for last year's Jamboree, as well as those for the Villages of Berkeley County Trail. Eggleston also created all 13 gadget caches along this year's trail.
For example, I have a gadget cache right now at a local fire department, and it's painted like a fire department. It's bright red, and you open a drawer and it gives you a balloon. Well, you have to take that balloon and open the geocache because there's horns and holes and buttons, and so you have this balloon in your hand, and now you got to convince yourself. You say, okay, I've got a balloon. Now, what can I do to open this cache? And you can see a door, but you have to use the balloon correctly. And when you do the right thing with the balloon, the cache opens up. And it just puts a smile on people's face. There's a cache on this trail. You're actually, it's going to give you a musical instrument. And you are going to have to play a tune on a musical instrument and associate numbers with notes, and it's a real fun children's song. But as you start playing it, it stops, and you have to finish the song. And for some people, it's real easy. Bang, they can just go, oh, that's B-B-A-A-E-C. You know, but other people like me that's not musically inclined, you sit there and you're taking your musical instrument and you're trying to find the right notes.
And how do you think of these things?
You know, I get asked that question all the time. I don't know. I wake up in the middle of the night and I just have these crazy ideas. I'll maybe go to wash my hands at one of those things in the bathroom, you know, and a motion detector picks up your hands. And I go, hey, why can't I use a motion detector to turn on a light that will give people the codes to figure out how to open this geocache? So there's one of our caches actually is going to use a motion detector.
This year's offerings include a night cache where visitors will go to a piece of public land and follow reflective trail markers to find the cache. Another uses the sense of smell.
You're going to pull up to it and you're going to open a drawer, and there's going to be numbers associated with different smells, and you're going to have to smell. And that sounds really easy until you smell clove and you get clove on the end of your nose, and then you open the next container over and it's wintergreen, and you mix the smells, and then from then on your sense of smell is just screwed up the rest of the day. And so you associate smells with numbers.
Eggleston says gadget caches are not the norm. Most are in easy-to-open plastic containers. Geocachers who take up the challenge in Berkeley County must find and open 12 of the 13 caches on the trail. The first 300 to do so will receive a commemorative coin. Laura Gassler says last year about 120 people participated in the trail's opening day, and throughout the year the Visitors Bureau awarded at least 200 coins. Gassler says it's been a successful tourist draw.
The local people absolutely love it. From a tourism standpoint, it's working well. I mean, one of the goals of the Convention and Visitors Bureau is to actually get people to come in, to spend the night, to eat in the restaurants and that type of thing. And we have them fill out comment cards when they get their coin, and people are spending the night and they are eating in the restaurants. So it's certainly doing what it should be doing from a strictly tourism standpoint.
Gassler and Eggleston expect this year's promotion to be successful as well, with visitors expected from as far away as New York, Florida, and Michigan.
I got an email last week and they said, we're driving all the way. We couldn't get off work on Friday, so we're driving all night. Well, they're driving all night to come to the seminar kickoff on Saturday and do this trail and drive back to Michigan. And they're doing it so they can get a collectible geocoin.
And why?
It's just geocachers love trails. And, you know, I guess you got to be a collector to understand that. But a lot of geocachers just love collecting these coins. They're like little trophies. And they say, you know, here's the places that I've been. It's almost like a picture, like when you go someplace and take a picture. It's a memory of a great time that you had. And because of the uniqueness of this trail, a lot of trails, you just find things. On this trail, there are these unique, very unique boxes. So that coin is going to be a remembrance of a great weekend that they spent in Berkeley County, West Virginia.
The Berkeley County Gadget Cache Trail will open starting at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. In Cabell County, geocachers can begin hunting at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Cecilia Mason in Martinsburg.